Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, this fall, the House has been in session for quite a few weeks and worked on a number of pieces of legislation. And one pretty interesting bill has to do with making sure that those who are deceased are not receiving government benefits in Pennsylvania. It would seem like a very obvious thing that dead persons should not have checks issued to them. But I understand that this has happened and that this is an effort to make sure that we're taking care of that issue.
Well, another important piece of welfare reform to help prevent fraudulent use of state benefits, the House recently passed legislation to require more coordination between state agencies. Currently, state departments share contact information of receipts for state programs and may send letters about other state programs or benefits for which they may be eligible. Unfortunately, that contact information may not always be up to date and may contain information for people who are, as you indicated, deceased. House Bill 1588 would require that the Department of Aging would cross-reference its list of beneficiaries with death records maintained by the Department of Health on a monthly basis. This would help enhance the system and increase efficiencies by more promptly removing deceased persons from their databases. The bill now goes on to the Senate for their review.
Also, there's an important program that many senior citizens take advantage of in Pennsylvania that has a deadline that's coming up. What do people need to know?
Well, this is our rent rebate program, and senior citizens are reminded that the deadline to apply for the state's 2016 property tax rent rebate program has been extended, but it's only extended to December 31st. Applications for the program are available from my district office, and my staff will be on hand to provide no-cost assistance in completing the application forms. Eligible participants can receive a rent rebate or property tax rebate of $650 based on their rent or property taxes paid in 2016. The program benefits eligible Pennsylvanians who are 65 years or older, widows and widowers 50 or older, and those 18 years or older with disabilities. Keep in mind that you should be prepared to provide all necessary income, property tax, or rental information required to process claims quickly and accurately. Claimants who already applied for their rebates may check on the status of their claims online at revenue.pa.gov or by calling toll-free 1-888-PA-TAXES. Application for the 2017 Property Tax Rent Rebate Program are expected to be available in early February.
And we're coming up on the holiday season here, and I understand that at your district offices, you're going to have some special events to share holiday cheer with folks. What do they need to know?
Well, that is correct. And as my first year as your state representative draws to a close, I remain grateful for the opportunity to serve. Before 2017 slips away from us, my office has one more series of open houses, which will allow me a chance to listen to your concerns and allow me to share updates about legislation I'm currently drafting and planning to introduce early in this coming year. My open houses are appropriate for all members of the family. Youngsters can drop off their letters to Santa. I hear old St. Nick may even make a guest appearance, and you can enjoy some holiday cookies and wassail. Area chorus groups have been invited to entertain and much more, but it's a great chance to come and to meet and to talk with me. Each open house will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. Please consider joining me on Wednesday the 13th at my Myersdale satellite office in the Myersdale Community Center, on Thursday the 14th at my Confluence satellite office in the Confluence Community Center, and finally on Thursday, December 21st in my main district office in Uniontown on the second floor of the Fayette Chamber of Commerce building. For more information about these or any of my office's events or issues that we can help you with, please visit repdowling.com or give us a call at 724-438-6100.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling.